WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real. Life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster with more loop-de-loops than an amusement park. You know that feeling when you're cruising along, things are good, then bam. Something throws you for a loop. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to actually use those inevitable bumps in the road to build something amazing? That's right, we're diving into the power of negative visualization today. Sounds kind of scary, right? It's not about wallowing in gloom and doom, trust me. It's more like prepping for anything life throws your way so you can handle it with grace and resilience. Think about it like this. Wouldn't it be easier to rock a storm if you knew what was coming? That's kind of what negative visualization is all about, mentally preparing for the potential downsides of situations, so when they actually happen, they don't completely derail you. It sounds counterintuitive, I know. But hear me out. Think about it like this. Ever had that feeling right before a big presentation? Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you're second-guessing everything. Now imagine if, instead of letting those anxious thoughts spiral, you took a few moments to visualize the worst-case scenario. You mess up, everyone laughs, you bomb spectacularly. Not exactly sunshine and roses, right? But here's the kicker. By facing that fear head-on in your mind, you actually lessen its power when it comes to the real deal. Here are five key takeaways to remember about negative visualization. 1. It's not about being pessimistic, it's about being realistic. We all have good days and bad days, wins and losses. Negative visualization isn't about expecting the worst, it's about acknowledging that there are always potential challenges. It's like wearing your metaphorical rain boots before you head out, you're prepared for anything. 2. It helps you appreciate what you have. Ever heard the saying, take nothing for granted? Negative visualization can really put that into perspective. When you mentally prepare for things going wrong, you start to see the value in what's already good in your life. It's like a gratitude boost. 3. It builds resilience. Picture this. You're facing a tough situation at work, maybe a demanding deadline or a challenging project. If you've practiced negative visualization, you're less likely to be caught off guard and more equipped to handle it with grace and composure. You've already mentally prepped for the worst, so whatever happens, you're ready to roll with the punches. 4. It encourages problem solving. When you visualize potential problems, it automatically triggers your brain to think about solutions. It's like a mental workout. By anticipating challenges, you become more proactive and resourceful in finding ways to overcome them. 5. It helps you focus on what truly matters. Negative visualization can help you prioritize what's important in life. When you're mindful of potential setbacks, you start to realize that fleeting things don't hold the same weight as genuine connections, personal growth, and pursuing your passions. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You've been working hard on this amazing project, pouring your heart and soul into it. You're feeling confident, excited even. But what if, suddenly, everything goes wrong? Maybe there's a technical glitch, a missed deadline, or someone sabotages your efforts. It can feel like a total disaster, right? Now imagine if you had mentally prepared for that possibility beforehand. You wouldn't be completely blindsided by the setback. You could think, okay, this is happening, but what are my options? You might brainstorm solutions, adjust your strategy, or even see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. By practicing negative visualization in advance, you essentially build a mental shield against those unexpected blows. So there you have it. The power of negative visualization, not about fear-mongering, but about empowering yourself to handle life's curveballs with grace and resilience. It's like having an inner compass that guides you through the storms, helping you navigate challenges with strength and clarity. Remember, friends, life isn't always a smooth sail. But by embracing the unexpected and preparing for potential bumps in the road, we can actually turn those obstacles into stepping stones on our journey to becoming our best selves. That's it for today. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and tell a friend. Until next time, keep building that inner resilience. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.